I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, there you go. Baruch Assault. Baruch Assault. This is your Cedar song, 804.
There is 804.
We got to do Woodstock at some point, Jer. I want to get into that.
Although you now, I watched all three episodes and you didn't watch the third
episode. I haven't got to the third one yet.
Did you see all three, Al?
I did, yep.
Okay, see, Al finished everything.
All right, so we'll get your thoughts on that, let's say 8:45.
Okay, works for me.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't care. We got 2 hours. Do whatever you want.
Before we get back, well, I got some thoughts. Before we get back to the calls, just give one second because there was the story, I guess The Athletic had it, but I saw it in other places too. That, yes, the Knicks have re-engaged the Jazz on Donovan Mitchell, but I also read that the Hornets and Wizards are in on Donovan Mitchell. And all of a sudden, what seemed like, if you go back a month ago, I would say a foregone conclusion. And I'm not saying Donovan Mitchell's not going to be a Knick. Ultimately, I think he will be. But I don't know that it's as foregone a conclusion as it was a month ago. Now, they're back in talks, according to the story, which is a good thing. But it is August 17th. Like, at some point, like, let's go here. Because you got camp starting in a month.
Similar, and, you know, I'm a Knicks fan, whatever. It doesn't matter at this point. But it's similar to me with the KD and Kyrie stuff. Like, wake me up when it's over, a decision is being made here. Whether they have them or not, I really don't care. Now, would I be excited? Sure. Especially without having to give up R.J. Barrett. Just give up picks.
I read they don't want Barrett.
Well,
because you have to pay him.
Would you see that they want?
That I don't know. But what I read was Barrett is not an attractive piece, not because of his talent, but because he's coming up on a big-time contract.
Well, then that works then because the Knicks have reportedly said they're not going to include him in any deal, and nor should they.
So you probably want all your draft picks.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't think Knicks fans care necessarily about those picks at this particular point, expecting the team to be better moving forward, which means those picks are going to be middle of the draft type stuff, which, I mean, you know, the Knicks haven't really done much with draft picks anyway, but what's it going to cost? Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quickly? I mean, what are we looking at?
I don't know. I just know they have a million picks, and you guys, Eddie, you know, prospects are suspects.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the new thing that's come out, and that's true. So if you're going to basically headline a deal with first-round picks, I don't think anyone's got more of them than the Knicks do. So why? I guess my question would be, what the hell is taking so long?
Yeah, well, especially if the R.J. Barrett, I just assumed it was R.J. Barrett. If you're telling me that the Jazz don't want him.
That was what I read. I don't know.
Well, it's
got to
be the young player return. The Knicks are going to be looking to give up as little as possible to get him back. My whole thing is, aside from what goes to Utah in the package, are the Knicks going to be that much better with Donovan Mitchell? I think they'll be more exciting. He's clearly a star.
Right.
And I love the fact that he's a New York guy, a Met fan, like all those things. It does help, but are they going to be really that? Does it make that much of a difference? It doesn't to me. That's the problem.
If it doesn't, then don't do it.
Well, that's what I mean. I could go either way on it. You want the star player, right? Because it's more exciting. But does he?
It's another star you're adding to the mix, taking more pressure and responsibility away from Julius Randle, which might make him more effective and more of the player he was 2 years ago. R.J. Barrett, to me, I think, has been looked upon as something he's not. I don't think people realize how good R.J. I love R.J. Barrett. I think watching him the last couple of years, the development and the improvement he's made. Like, he's a star in the making. It's everything you want. Draft a kid.
Works hard.
Develop him. Work hard and become a star. That's what I think you've gotten R.J. Barrett.
He's got to be a better shooter, though, more consistent.
I don't disagree with that.
And maybe we'll get that because the way that he has ascended here, I mean, he has gotten better every year, to your point. So, and I love his work ethic, the energy, the way that he wants to be in New York.
And he wants to be here, yes.
There's nothing not to like about R.J. Barrett, although he is not Ja Morant. I mean, he's not that level.
Not yet. But that's my point. Why can't he get there this year?
I don't know if he's that. I don't know if he's got it in him, but we'll find out. Hopefully he could. Anyway, do you look at the Knicks that much differently with Donovan Mitchell? And again, I know it matters what goes, assuming it's not R.J. Barrett and assuming it's, you know, Quickly and Toppin and maybe Quentin Grimes, who I'd hate to give up, but, you know.
I do. I think they're significantly better.
Significantly better.
I do, yeah. Because part of it, too, is the perception of the franchise, what they think about themselves. You're bringing a stud now. All of a sudden, it's like, look what we're building here.
All right, so what's the expectation, though? Obviously playoffs, but it should be playoffs anyway.
See, I guess the problem you have is when you're looking at the top part of the Eastern Conference, you're not cracking the top three.
Right.
You're just right. I mean, you're not between Boston, what they did last year, mm-hmm. and the jumps they've made, Milwaukee,
Philly,
Philadelphia.
We don't know about the
people,
Nets.
I don't know about the Nets. So if you told me they could win 50 games...
Are they better than Miami?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. So if you told me they could win 50 games and be like that, fight for that 4-5 spot, you got good players.
Right, but they did that a couple years ago without the star. Now, I know it was a different year.
Yeah, well, one guy fell off last year off a cliff.
Well, I get that, but my point is I don't think that they're that much better than that anyway. Maybe they win a round.
All right, so then what's the answer then? Do nothing? And just... Let's just go win 45 games with this group.
No, not do nothing.
Hope we get LeBron when he's 40.
Like I said, I think it matters. I take him for draft picks. Fine. They're still going to have some draft picks as well. It's not like they're giving. They have a ton to give up.
They do.
So I think that's the best way to get out of mediocrity is to draft well, develop, and hope to hit a star. I mean, that's the only way out. You're not going to go get one via free agency. And even that is not the answer, as you've seen with the
Nets. So you're looking. So if it was you, you would look to just keep building through the draft.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'd take them.
You sound like you wouldn't.
No, I just don't think it's that much of a difference. I don't think it moves the needle either way with the Knicks.
You don't think Donovan Mitchell moves the needle?
Minimal impact.
Wow.
Like what do you think right now the expectations are for the Knicks without Donovan Mitchell? They go into the year this year as currently constructed. I know you'd have to refresh your memory on some of the guys there, mine as well, but you know, whatever. Randall.
I don't know. You're right.
Taking another step this year.
On one hand,
I'm Brunson.
On one hand, I'm saying they can win 45 games right now. You bring in Donovan Mitchell. I think they're a 50-win team. Is that big a deal?
That's kind of my point. Brunson was the big impact.
But you know what it does?
Point guard.
Here's what it does. For years and years and years, the Knicks have not been able to land that big ticket free agent. They haven't. And I don't think Carmelo wanted to come here.
You're not counting Brunson, is that?
He's a good player.
Right.
Is he a top-level free agent player? No, he's a really good player, and that's not insulting him. He's really good.
Right.
But he's not on the level of Durant and Giannis and guys like that.
Right.
Okay, so we agree.
The megastar, right.
Right. What I think it does is it brings a guy who is I don't think Donovan Mitchell's a megastar either, but I think he can become that. I think it's another big piece that you can look around the league and players can say, maybe that big-ticket guy wants to play with him. Now, all of a sudden, it's not, well, the 45-win Knicks, you know, R.J. Barrett's getting better. Now it's Barrett, Mitchell, Randall, assuming he bounces back. It becomes a more attractive place next year. And I don't even know what the free agent list looks like next year. My point is,
and I don't even know if they would have the money after
that's another issue.
With Donovan Mitchell and Julius Randall.
That's another issue.
So that's what I'm saying. This is probably it. Now, I think Brunson gets them to a higher level, clearly, than what they were at last year, and I think he's the type of player that can make other guys better. That's what you actually need. I don't know if Mitchell, while it may be exciting, and it's certainly a selling point, go to the Garden, check out Donovan Mitchell and Brunson in the backcourt, whatever, I don't know if it makes them that much better.
Hmm.
Like I said, I'm not opposed to it. I want to see what the return is. But I don't know, Jared. I don't have a good answer for
you. It's interesting, though. We sit here on August 17th, and we have no idea what the Knicks and Nets are going to look like on opening night.
And the Nets
not a clue.
And the Nets have two stars. Obviously, they're struggling for different reasons.
A little bit.
Yeah, right.
I've heard that narrative over and over. All right, back to the calls real quick. Danielle in Queens. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Starting out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Danielle.
How you guys doing?
How are you, Danielle?
Good, good. I actually had a question going back to Al.
Yeah.
Going back to Al and playing against your son here.
Yeah.
What makes Al think he can get a hit in three at-bats against your 12-year-old? Didn't he go hitless the entire league season? Little League season when he was 12 and in his prime?
Yeah, I was very immature back then. I physically matured, and now I'm finally able to face 12-year-olds. Oh,
God. What do you think, Danielle, do you think he's got a chance? Well, he's got a chance. What do you think he does?
Honestly, I think he's going to come up with, like, a mysterious injury and just, like, stand.
You know,
wow!
All right,
yes.
So challenge given. Here's why that won't happen, Danielle, because we're going to record this for digital, and that means views for Al.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. And no one likes watching himself on digital more than Al.
I love a good digital. I like to see the numbers going up.
You know what would be good for digital? Al gets drilled in the back. like Corbin Burnson in Major League.
Danielle, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. I will tell you that's not off the table. I really don't think he'll hit you because in the last 3 years, if he's hit more than one or two kids, it's a lot. I don't think he'll hit you. But I can't promise you.
Right, because he might be nervous facing a big hitter like myself.
I will tell you he faced hitters taller than you in Myrtle Beach. So I don't know about that, but we shall see. Here is Mary in Sayville. This is the positive phone call of the morning. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I just want to tell you the New York gods are coming together. I feel them. They're all coming together. They're setting us up for, okay, we'll do the playoffs, Mets, Yankees. They're going to lose. And it's just setting us up for a promising, unsuccessful football game, football season.
So you think the Mets and Yankees are going to fail, and then the Jets and Giants are going to be, well, what the Jets and Giants have been for the last few years.
Okay. You got it.
The sports gods.
They're preparing us. They're helping us prepare.
The sports gods? No.
There are no sports gods. There are no sports gods.
I do believe in sports gods.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
All right, where were they when the Yankees played the Diamondbacks?
Well, no, they were with the Diamondbacks.
Oh, shut up.
No, I don't think there's New York sports gods. I mean, you believe in what you want, Jerry, of course, as you know.
If there was ever a time for the sports gods to do something for a city, that was the time. And they were on vacation.
They were with Arizona for whatever reason.
Yeah, because that's the team everybody wanted to see win.
Oh,
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Arizona did.
Come on.
It's luck. Sometimes there's luck involved as well. Arizona was fortunate in that particular case. The sports gods, whoever they are, were on their side.
But shouldn't the sports gods take care of the luck?
Yeah,
you don't really believe
in that. You wanted them to give the Yankees another win?
I thought...
They had just won.
I will tell you exactly what I thought when they went into that series. If there was ever a god that roots for good things to happen in sports, that was the series.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. Scholes,
how could you not with what,
Scholes,
with what the city went through?
Who'd you root for in 2001, Yankees or Diamondbacks?
He's an atheist.
No, but what is that?
He doesn't care about that.
No, I'm saying...
He wears a shirt that says Yankees Elimination Day. You think he's going to change his mind? Come on now.
I don't think everybody was rooting. I think, Jerry, you have to separate.
Goes to show that there's nothing scripted. You got to go out and play the game and win the game.
Right. But I do think what Mary is saying, and there is some truth there, the sports gods interrupted.
But at the end of this storm, there's a rainbow. Oh. And you know who put the rainbow there? God. Fraud! Fraud!
Eddie loves that. I'm telling you.
Fraud is the best thing ever on this air.
And not only did they not win, they lose on the broken bat, Mariano. I mean, give me a break.
So, all right, so you don't believe in sports gods? I do.
No. No, I don't.
See, when I get down on my knees at night,
so you think there's someone up there?
Oh, yeah. No,
that is shooting lightning bolts at the Jets organization every year.
When I get down on my knees before I go to bed, whether it's at 6 a.m. or 10 p.m., and I pray to the sports gods, oh, pretty please, sports gods, let the Mets win this division. I can't deal with those morons from Atlanta. Pretty please. I ask the sports gods for a favor, and I do believe they are going to reward me and all the passion and energy and effort I've put in all these years. They are going to reward me and give the Mets this division win. I believe in the sports.
Where have they been for the last 36 years?
I didn't ask him as much.
Yeah, where were they in the fourth quarter of Super Bowl 51?
It's a great point.
I went to the sports gods specifically this year.
Oh, specifically this year.
Yeah,
you didn't talk to them when they were collapsing against the Phillies?
No, I didn't believe in that stuff back then.
Because you love the Phillies. You wanted to see Philadelphia win.
I believe I need to dig deep this year. And I put my name out there, my name on the line. The NL East is over. I asked the sports gods for a favor. And you'll see what happens, Jerry.
By the way, you drop down on your knees around bedtime. You ain't doing it to pray.
There
is no chance that that's happening.
What am I doing?
How would a prayer go? Like, if Sal was going to pray, what exactly would you do? How would it go? Dear Lord, go ahead, I'm listening.
Do the sign of the cross. I just told you. I just gave it.
That would be the prayer?
For the sports
god. Oh, Jesus is the sports god?
No, not Jesus.
He made the sun. You said the sun of the cross.
Well, I mean, I guess I didn't do that for the sports gods necessarily.
Is this part of the postpartum depression you have?
No. Jerry, who doesn't believe in sports gods, wants Joel Osteen in here for whatever reason.
I love Joel Osteen and find him intriguingly annoying.
And what does he talk about?
God.
Oh, right. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sports gods.
I think he's got great messaging, although dangerous at times.
Okay, well, I don't want to go down that road, but...
No, neither do I, but you asked me about Joel Osteen. I enjoy listening to him, but he's frustrating.
Did you see the Tammy Faye movie? Have you watched that one?
I did not.
Nobody? That was good, I thought. You learned something.
I did not see
how crazy some people
are. When was that done?
Recently, I thought. Who played her? It was a great... she was great in it. The Tammy Faye movie just came out recently.
Made quite an impression.
You know what she is? Yeah, my memory's shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Too much praying to the sports.
You take a look at that. We'll get the answer on the other side.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little more than 30 seconds, but you get the point. 826, soon to be 827. Sal and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, the Built Ford Tough Studio. Chris Lopresti in for me. Good morning. How you be?
Oh, great. Powered by Superbook. Now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So when the offense is struggling, every opportunity with a runner aboard gets further scrutinized. Monday night, Aaron Judge hit into a couple of double plays, including one late in the game. Last night, with a runner aboard in the eighth, couldn't come through either.
Now here's the 2-1 to Judge. Gleyber Torres off first. Judge the tying run. And the pitch is grounded up the middle. And running to second is Lau to step on the bag, and that will do it.
John Sterling here on the Fan.
All right.
Did you do that? Yeah, I did.
Oh.
That was not John.
That's funny. That would have been something.
Yeah. That would have been a new addition to the repertoire. Nothing cooking for the Yanks again last night. They did finally score a run, barely, in a 3-1 loss to the Braves at the stadium. Randy Arozarena's first inning 3-run homer off Nestor Cortez held up as the difference. Whole lot of nothing after that. Judge has one hit, a single, since his 46th homer Friday night in Boston. Seems like he is pressing for the first time this season. Aaron Boone knows he is far from the only one.
I think there's no question you got some guys that are pressing a little bit, you know, at the plate a little bit. You know, we've talked about that for the last several days, you know, to varying degrees.
Right up and down the lineup, he's numbers honest. Are horrendous.
You know, when we talk about Boone, you know, talking to the media, the reporters have to be like walking like, what do we ask them
yeah.
now?
Right, yeah. Yeah,
like it's really, begging, please win a game. We
it's
need to
not
change
easy
it up
for
a little
anybody.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Judge, maybe a little closer to what Sal is wanting to hear from him, but still acknowledging the idea that there's maybe not as much pressure or urgency right now because of their huge lead atop the division.
It's a little different, but it's still stressful. You know, you never want to lose. You know, no one in here is happy about it. But, you know, having a little bit of a cushion helps, but that cushion can dwindle quick, so we gotta stay on top of it.
It hasn't dwindled much. The Rays actually jumped over the Blue Jays last night, so they are 9 games back now. Aaron Boone alluded to some roster moves on the way today, perhaps beyond Clay Holmes, most likely going on the IL with a back issue. Esteban Floreal and Oswaldo Cabrera are the rumored and reported names from Scranton. Boone hoping maybe somebody, anyone, can jumpstart them right now.
Spark, yes. Of course we want the spark, but also looking at it as, you know, potentially bringing someone in that we think makes sense.
I'm not sure why they wouldn't have made sense before last night, but, I mean, whatever works at this point.
Do we know the pace for Judge at this point, home run-wise? Because I haven't seen that in a while, obviously, since 46. And also because he struggled the last couple of nights where we talked about
it. Yeah, what was it after Friday?
65.
So now, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Can you do the math on that? No, I cannot. Right. I guess my question is, are we getting to the point now where it's like, it's probably not going to happen, 61? He could go on a tear.
No, I wouldn't say it's in a couple of days. Right. It's like, no shot. Okay. But.
And again, two spots. This has been a common theme here. Again in the eighth inning. Was it the eighth inning last time? The seventh? Yeah. Eighth. Again in the eighth inning. Comes up, man on. Everybody getting pumped up. All right, this is going to be the moment. And again, he grounds out.
Yeah, I mean, look, and that's even...
All right.
I was listening to John driving in for SNY, and he's like, you know, if Torres can just get on it.
Right.
It's for like, you know, it's unfair to expect he's going to hit a home run, but at least you give yourself a shot. Like, you can just feel the added like weight and pressure on every time he comes up with a runner on because they're not the scoring,
hope.
You know?
It's the only hope for him. And by the way, and not that I would expect a home run every time. I mean, it seems like the guy's hitting a home run every time.
Great. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He's got to do some damage in that spot. One way or another, you get to that point where, hey, the guy's on in front of you. All right, big boy, this is the moment. I don't care about the 0-for-3 and 3 strikeouts prior. You got to get it done right here. And unfortunately, Judge has had two of those moments in this series so far in each game and has not come through.
And from the opposition standpoint, you know, they can be a little bit more picky as far as the way they're going about him, you know, because the guys after, you're not worried about as much right now.
Rizzo's,
you know, 4-for-34 this month. Donaldson's had the 4-hit game in Seattle and then has gone like, I don't know, 2-for-26. Right. I mean, there's nobody going right now other than Benintendi a little bit.
And they don't have a choice. You could look at the line and say, well, I'll move these guys down. Why is Rizzo batting so high? Why is Donaldson up there?
There's not a lot of options.
There was no other
Trevino
option.
Trevino hit fifth.
They already moved him up. I mean, what do you want, Trevino batting third? I mean,
it's a bad scene.
So the Yankees led by, what, 14 at one point? Was that their biggest
lead? Was that the max? I don't even know now.
Oh, okay.
Once it got to double digits, I kind of stopped paying. Yeah, I'm being quite honest with you. Yeah, so I mean, anything north of 10 didn't really matter.
I know you can bring up the Red Sox. I know they're blown lead from whatever year that was, 70, whatever. But this
they're
one...
They're not blown.
I'm not saying they are. But how about this one? August 9th of 1995, I don't remember this. The Angels led the Rangers and Mariners by 11 games. On August 9th. So right around where we are right now.
Was that the year they played the play-in? They tied at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Randy Johnson stuck it to them?
They finished 18-31 over their last 49 games, and the Mariners went 30-19.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whopping lead. Well, the worst one is the Mets. 7-game lead with 17 to go. Yeah. How the hell do you blow that?
I don't know.
And that is. I mean, even thinking back on that, the Mets, and they were actually good. 2006 was the Mets' best team that we've seen in years. It was basically the same thing in 07. Yeah. They were banged up a little bit, whatever. But my goodness, 17 games to go. You have a 7-game lead to a point where I remember not even like thinking about the Phillies or anything else. You just assumed, hey, get the playoff tickets, put in for the strip. Here we go again. And then they blow that lead. Now, the Yankees aren't going to do that. But the fact that it is single digits at this point would make me at least a little on alert.
It raises your eyebrows for sure.
They're not
gonna
play this bad for the rest of the season.
What if they lose tonight again?
It's 8. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh,
8. Oh,
what about 3 out of 4 to Toronto?
It's not happening.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, what if
I don't buy? It's the problem.
So
I
what
don't
would
buy,
make you worried?
Here's why I'm not worried. I don't believe in any of these teams that are chasing them as far as them being able to go on enough of a run that they're going to erase that much of a deficit.
If the Yankees lose 4 of the next 5, you would not be concerned?
I'd be concerned, but would I say, oh my God, they're not going to win the division? No, I wouldn't say that.
Right, so if somebody were to ask me, well, at what point do you start getting concerned about the Mets? Braves have won 2 straight, 3.5. I would say lose one of these next 2, or if they get swept, then I'm really concerned. Swept, you start to get concerned. But until then, I'm not really that worried about it. And with the Yankees, same thing, but if they do lose 4 of 5 this week, I think it's time to hit that
concerning. Yes, it is.
I agree, it's concerning, but am I going to, oh, that's it, they're going to blow it. They're not winning the division. I'm not.
Well, how could you believe otherwise? It'll be 2 months.
Law of averages.
You think that's honestly all this is?
Sports gods.
No. I'm not saying. Listen, right.
Do you believe in sports gods?
If you're asking me, if the question is about the outlook for the rest of the season into the postseason, I agree. I'm not here trying to tell you, oh yeah, they'll be fine. They're going to win the World Series. But as far as blowing all of the division, plus they have the cushion of the wild card too. Even if that,
they're making the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I mean,
if they went in as a wild card, that would
matter?
Be.
There have been years where they struggled down the stretch and they went in.
Reality, okay. That would be horrendous.
Let me see what they look like.
Judge and Aaron Boone. See, what's to worry about?
I'm not excusing it. It's not fun to watch. All I'm saying is it's for us to talk about right now on August 17th. There's still like 7 weeks to go here.
Right.
I didn't realize.
So they could look a lot different as far as the way they're playing come the first week of October versus now.
Well, that's kind of what I was asking. I think, for a long time, who cares? Not worried. We're starting to get to a point, at least I am, where if things go badly the rest of this week,
Here's why. The whole lineup is not going to slump this bad for the rest of the season. And what's encouraging a little bit is that the starting pitching the last time and time and a half through the rotation has been pretty solid.
Let's paint this picture for
you. That was my concern, was with the starting pitching.
This is a very bleak picture here, but let's paint this picture. Yankees lose tonight. They get swept by the Rays. Yankees lose 3 of 4 to Toronto.
The Mets. Yeah, I know.
Scherzer and DeGrom.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not great.
You could be.
I don't think they're losing 3 out of 4 to the Blue Jays.
I don't care what you say. If that happens, if they get swept by the Rays, if they lose 3 of 4 to Toronto and the Mets sweep them, they will be full blown panic in this town.
Agreed. I don't believe the Toronto part personally, but we'll see.
Split.
Sure.
And that lineup could be dangerous. I'm trying to paint a good picture.
Oh, their lineup's great, but.
Yankees probably lose the first two of that series. Montez and Tyone. At least they got Colin Cortez to back end it, but
because that's worked out really well the last couple nights.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, Montez and Tyone against that lineup, that could be problems.
I want to see what these roster moves are today. This is their fifth consecutive series loss, which is the longest since 2005. Do you remember what happened in that season as the Yankees got off to a slow start coming off of the 0-4 ALCS debacle against the Red Sox? Remember what Cashman did about a month into the season?
What?
They were 11-15. They brought up Robinson Cano and Chin-Ming Wong. And the rest was history as they didn't win the World Series, but they got into the playoffs. So this is later in the year, obviously, but you're talking about some younger guys coming up from Scranton. So maybe they look for the same kind of result to kind of spark them a little bit, but we shall see. Domingo Herman, Corey Kluber tonight, 6:25 pregame here on The Fan. Help me out with this. Caught Sterling on the ride in again last night. Albert Abreu's in the game. And this is just sort of a throwaway line, but I didn't fully understand it. Maybe I'm missing something here. You guys can help me out.
Abreu deals, strike, fastball, 99, a stream of milk.
What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
I never heard that.
Confused by that one.
I don't know. Maybe a stream of milk is fast, maybe?
Like pouring milk out? I don't know. But why milk? Couldn't it be any liquid?
I don't. You'd have to ask John.
Yeah, I guess.
I got nothing for
the ball is white. I mean, milk is white. Know.
Like a stream of milk.
I don't know.
I've never heard
96,
that before.
96, a stream of milk. All right. Anyway, let's go to the Mets, who have not been much better offensively the last 3 or 4 days or so. This was all the Braves would need in last night's game.
2-1 pitch. Ripped toward right. That's deep. That is gone. Marte will watch it go into the chop house in right field. Robbie Grossman, who does not hit much left-handed, has just drilled a long home run off of R.J. Alvarez.
Yeah, poor R.J. Wayne Randazzo, WCBS 880. The chop house was very much in range with Alvarez on the mound. 418 feet for Grossman, and then 443 an inning later for Matt Olson.
And Olson's is only 443?
Only?
No, because that's a nice home run.
Yeah.
The Olson home run's on the roof.
Well, it's another.
I think it's another, 75 feet.
Who knows?
But look at this shot.
I understand.
You're going to tell me that's only an additional 20 feet?
How do you hit a ball better than that?
It was broke a window.
I don't know, man. Well, I don't know how they judge these things. I can't tell you.
You'd see a ball, somebody hit a ball that far off you.
Should be a stewardess with it, right?
I mean, I'd be thinking to myself, you know what? I don't think I belong here.
Like he finally does, I'm sure he thinks that. Like, really? They're calling me up? I haven't pitched the big leagues in 7 years.
Yeah, I heard Al say it before. Like, at what point do you get to where it's like,
and what do you think is
probably
going,
not going to make it?
To hang him
what
up.
Do you think, for real? He gives up that, the first one, whatever. He gives up that home run to Olsen. The team's scuffling. It's 3-0, and it's 3-0 because you just came into the game, and you've given up these two lasers. Like, legit, what do you think is going through his mind?
Crap.
Right. I mean, dude, it could be worse. We've seen the Mets bring up these scrubs from the minors to give up like 8 and 9
runs. But there has got to be, like, Givens, his friend, when, I know they were blowing out the Nationals, but his first appearance as a
five
Met,
runs.
Like, they had to take him out because he couldn't get anybody out. Like, you've got to think, like, I'm terrible at this. And what is Lindor thinking about me? Right, Alonso must be this guy off the mound.
Right, like, oh god,
feel bad for him.
Are people actually watching this in New York? Oh man,
and Buck looked ticked off.
Or he could be thinking, what's my salary for today? You get the major league minimum.
I suppose.
Yeah, great. Hey, I mean, better than toiling away in the minors for 7 years.
I suppose. Part of a 5-0 Brave shutout of the Mets. Taijuan Walker lifted after 2. Back spasms, really felt it after covering first on a ground out to end the second.
As I was walking back towards the dugout, back just started getting tight. Walked down, tried to bend over, and when I tried to come back up, it just locked up on me.
Carrasco gave us tight the night before. Walker's tight. He was well aware that the team was relying on him for some length here.
Yeah, and I knew my job tonight was to go as deep as possible. You know, try to give the bullpen a break.
And it seemed like he had good enough stuff to get that done.
I felt like I was going to be able to go 6-plus innings, and the timing couldn't be worse.
What did I miss? An Eddie line in your ear?
No.
Okay.
No, he stopped himself.
It's MRI today, but he said the training staff didn't seem too worried about it. That would be huge if he could make his next start. You get the doubleheader on the way this weekend in Philly, and they're already needing to fill Carrasco's spot. Max Scherzer, Jake Odorizzi tonight, 7:20 first pitch, expecting the major league debut for 22-year-old Brett Beatty, number 2 prospect for the Mets, who tore it up at AA, quick stop at AAA, Syracuse, and now coming up with Luis Guillorme already down, and Eduardo Escobar quite possibly joining him on the IL. Elsewhere, some good games last night. Dodgers and Brewers went to extras in Milwaukee. Chris Taylor made a ridiculous catch in center for LA.
I believe you're correct. 10th, you are correct.
To extend that game, but they couldn't hold off the Brewers in the 11th.
Hit in the air, right center field, coming on is Betts. It's going to drop in front of him. McCutchen will score. Around third is Renfro. Here's the throw. The Brewers walk off the Dodgers at 11.
Radio Victor Caratini with the game-winning bloop two-run single in front of Mookie Betts.
He actually sounds like a young Bob Uecker.
You know, it's funny, when I first listened to the clip, I was hoping it was Uecker. I'm like, oh, it is. And then I'm like, wait, no, it's not.
He sounds like a young Uecker.
Yeah. Uecker retire yet? Or
I think maybe. I don't know.
I think he does home games, I think. Select home games.
Home game, but
he's not doing every inning.
True.
I think he's still doing select home games, maybe not. I mean, he's got to be in his 80s, right?
Probably.
Man, remember Mr. Belvedere? Euchre's been around forever, doing all sorts of stuff. Do you remember that show, CeeLo? You were probably too young for that.
Mr. Belvedere? No.
Yeah. Jerry?
Of course.
That was a great
show. You don't remember
show.
Mr. Belvedere? Sure.
No.
I used to love that show.
He's 88, dude.
88.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think...
Doesn't look it.
I think he still... Maybe not. I got to check. I think he still does some games.
As and another drives you nuts. To home games. Yes, he still does home games.
Was Mr. Belvedere after Major League? Like, when did he transition from
the movie Major League? Yeah. Mr. Belvedere was mid-80s, right? Like, well, early to mid-80s.
So then it was before.
The first Major League was 89,
yeah.
So he was
just before. Google it.
Yeah,
well, it's true. We can just Google
that's
it.
That's the idea. Harry Doyle, for me, that's...
Yes, of course.
But he's done others. I mean, he was popular. I'm trying to think. They used to have him at WrestleMania, like, 3... Which was 87,
Tonight
if
Show,
I'm not mistaken.
Carson.
So I'm curious to know, like, when he transitioned from bad ball player to slash broadcaster slash like actor. He's been doing Brewers games for how long? Like, was he a broadcaster right after
1971? Let's see. His last year as a player was 67 with the Braves. He started calling games for the Brewers in 71.
And Scully was 57 years with the Dodgers. Does that sound right? Or is it longer than that? Or is it 67 years?
I think it was
67 years, maybe? I don't remember.
Just Google it.
I just read it because he passed away a couple weeks ago.
And Mr. Belvedere ran from 85 to 90.
Wow. Yeah,
couldn't tell you.
So, yeah, so he went from broadcasting to then acting.
1950 to 2016, so
67 seasons.
Yeah.
So Euchre's got a long way to go. I'm not going to catch him.
And Major League was 1989, so he overlapped with Mr. Belvedere.
That was like the peak
what
for
a
him.
Year.
WrestleMania's what a year. Major League.
He did WrestleMania?
He was like the guest announcer / host of whatever. Like he'd make appearances
He's
throughout the course of the show
yeah.
in WrestleMania 3 and 4.
Wow.
Which were big, huge.
Did he ever like throw chairs and stuff?
No. He just was. He was there like chasing around Vanna White and messing around with Andre the Giant, whatever it may be.
Which WrestleMania was it in Detroit with Andre the Giant,
three,
Hulk
WrestleMania,
Hogan?
WrestleMania 3.
So he was part of that one.
Correct.
Wow, that was a big one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he had those Miller Lite commercials. I mean, he was killing.
Yes,
it. That's a great
Best
point.
Filling, now, tastes great. That.
Matter of fact, Jerry, he announced Andre and Hogan to the ring.
Really?
That's what I mean. Like he was there as
Michael Buffer of wrestling.
They had the guest announcer do it. I'm sure Howard Finkel was ticked off, the normal right. guy, and he gets pushed aside.
So here's our homework.
Yeah,
I think you're doing the final week of the summer with me.
Yes.
All right.
Have we confirmed that?
We'll confirm.
I'll be
that.
Here.
And
so
no
you're
warm-up show
here,
for me, right?
So 5 days, 5 days. We're gonna do three guests.
No warm up. Yuka would be great.
I want Nikki Glaser.
I don't even know who that is.
She's a comedian.
She's going to try for Joel Osteen again?
No.
Osteen, whatever that guy's name was?
Terry Collins one day.
Terry Dunn.
And Bob Uecker.
Uecker?
Yes.
Collins. Well, how could I get Nikki Glaser? I don't even know who that is.
Al's going to help me with that.
I'm working on that one.
Okay. Al's going to help.
Al, you'll be here that week or no?
No.
There's no shot.
So then,
Skos?
No warm-up show.
No, that's me.
You guys get more vacation than Boomer and Geo, for goodness sake.
Not true, but
they've actually been here a lot. No, they've been here a lot.
Now, we might have to, even if Al's not here, we might have to do a warm-up depending on what's going on with the Yankees at night.
I think they should just have the overnight that. Guy go to 6.
And agreed. Just do it with the producer if it's Fliegelman.
Oh, sure.
He does shows.
Yeah.
So we got to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Coming up on 9 o'clock, close. It is Sal and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on this wonderful Wednesday morning. I asked Bob from Congers to hang on the line. He's got a point to make, and we're going to hear from him now. Bob, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
What's up, Bob?
Sal, what the hell is going on with you?
What do you mean?
Midnight Sal is like smoking crack, drinking Jack. Daytime Sal is like, Mr. Prozac. Oh, the Yankees might lose a couple of games.
Maybe really?
Be screaming. What the hell? Fire this guy. Fire that guy.
Possibly. Hey, look, I mean, you sleep at different hours. You're up at different hours. It's a different personality. You're working with somebody. It's different. I don't know what to tell you. I can't tell you what I probably would have been panicking about the Yankees, honestly, if I were doing the overnight show solo. You got to figure out a way to get through 5 hours by yourself. I mean, it's a different
true.
Show.
True.
What do you want me to tell you?
But you're right on. You're spot on. This is not looking good for the Yankees. They're crapping out. I just don't see it ending well. I think the Mets are fine, but I think the Yankees is not going to end well.
You might be right. I mean, you look at where they are right now, and it's hard to see them breaking out because it's been so bad now for a good controlled period of time, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's still a 10-game lead. Figure it out tonight, as we said yesterday. And the day before that, Yeah. And all of a sudden, things can change.
Well, if it doesn't end, if the Yankee season, he's just saying it's not going to end well, if it doesn't end with a World Series berth, it is going to end poorly.
And you think if they don't win the World Series, like, significant changes are coming?
No, I think I don't think changes are coming. I think they got to get to a World Series. Now, let's say the worst, I mean, if they collapse here, Boone's going to get fired.
All right, forget that for a second. And I know it matters how you get there and how, I understand all that. ALCS lose to the Astros again.
I don't think any changes are made.
Really?
With Cashman or Boone? No way. I think last year was the time to do that. They decided they're not going to do that.
So you think they come right back the same? I mean, I think you make moves player-wise. But
sure. I think they'll tweak the roster a little bit best they can. Maybe you see, let's say, Volpe up here. Maybe you see Kiner Falefa move to third. Donaldson, maybe they eat his mind. Who the hell knows what happened? I think you'll see minor moves. What big moves can they make?
I don't know.
They had an opportunity this offseason. See, that to me is the writing on the wall. They had a chance. They could have went out there and got Max Scherzer. They could have went out there and got Buck Showalter. They could have signed Carlos Correa. They didn't do any of the above. They went out there and traded for Josh Donaldson and Kiner Falefa. So, I mean, why would I think that? And they kept Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman to boot. Why would they make any changes now?
Because it's not been good enough. And you might not have Aaron Judge next year. And you don't have Juan Soto next year, which we know. How are you replacing him? And that could be the big move they make.
You know what I think would be the big move? And I told you I would trade Stanton personally. I think they're going to look to move Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres. And now you're not going to be getting max value back. He's been terrible.
Yeah, but that doesn't excite anybody.
Well, the point is he was supposed to be a focal point. You're going from the baby bombers, as you referenced before. Sanchez, Judge, Gleyber Torres. These guys just didn't pan out. Right. At that time, it was Didi and Duar. I forget who else was in that.
Moving Gleyber Torres to me is a minor move.
I would think it's similar to Gary Sanchez, where even though it seems like a minor move, I thought it was a big move, showing that at least the Yankees are open to, hey, you know what? Let's stop pounding our head against the wall with this guy. It's not working. We need to change it. And they did, and I think that was a smart move getting rid of Sanchez. With Gleyber Torres, how many years can you expect him to be a star like he was in 18 and 19 before you realize, you know what, maybe he's better off somewhere else?
You're right, but unfortunately...
But if that's a minor move, well, then what? What moves do you think
I don't
make?
Know. That's why I'm asking you. I don't know. I look at this team, and I'm confused by them. I'm confused by the start. I'm confused by what they're doing lately and the fact that they can't win games. They can't score runs right now. I look at a manager who wins a lot of games, but they don't win the big games in October. I see a general manager who, by and large, has won a lot. Not a lot of World Series, but they've won a lot. He's been here a long time. And I see a team that re-signing arguably the best player in baseball might be the biggest move in the offseason this year, and yet that means the same team comes back.
So I'll ask you what you did to me yesterday. Cashman's gone. You're the boss. What are you doing? Not that easy.
I didn't say it is easy. It's a tricky situation because I don't think you can move Giancarlo Stanton unless you are going to pay
so what are you doing,
75%
though?
Of the money.
You say Gleyber's a minor move. So what are you doing to fix the team?
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a call. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. During the break, I'm going to look at the list of potential free agents.
Okay.
And then I will have my answer for you in 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Would you keep the manager?
I have to see the way the postseason goes. Billy in Greenwich. What's up, Billy?
Hey, listen, guys. Been listening to you guys for a long time. Appreciate all of your conversations. There's no doubt that this team has talent. We've seen that. The lack of fire that they have. The first pitch strikes that go by. Pitches that they're swinging at that are completely out of the strike zone. I mean, I get it. It's in your wheelhouse. But these guys have got to get back on track and get some fire lit underneath them. It's pretty pathetic, quite honestly.
Right. And that lends itself, Billy, to what we were talking about earlier, that if you made a move with the manager, you end up with a fiery manager next from the player manager. So it's puzzling.
And
let's
that's
leave
not
it
the,
there.
It's not the end. I know we got a break here, but that's not the be-all, end-all. Now, it may happen eventually, but that's not the be-all, end-all. The answer is not just, fire Boone and bring somebody else. And although I do think if they made that decision after last year, they'd be better off if they hired, let's say, Buck Showalter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.